Welcome everybody. Share number 1299. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv. Ben Rabbi Zisa Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe Lurafu Shalem Avraham Ben Chaya. Getting back to our malacha of Zaira winnowing. Okay, we're trying to finish up. We have a few more ins and outs to talk about, and then we hope to get to our next malacha of Merakeid, which is sifting, straining, sifting, and so on, which sort of runs along the lines of runs down a parallel track, if you want to call it, Borer and Zoyre. Those three, like we've been talking about, are sort of like a, sister and brother, if you want to call it. Okay, so brings down, Reb Shimon Ida brings down in a Sefer on page 131, very interesting halacha, which we spoke about a little, but he goes through it a little bit more in detail, and it's something that applies quite often. He says, if straw or other debris, lavdafka straw, a piece of dirt or fly or whatever the case is, a dead fly. We're not talking about questions of killing it on Shabbos, whatever, but a piece of dirt is floating in on the surface of water or somebody's liquid, their drink or so on. Okay, so if most people, in conjunction with Boirer Emirakid sifting, so if most people are able to drink the liquid, even with this little bit of dirt in it, it's something whereby most people won't be makbid, they would drink it anyways. It's a type of a dirt, a type of a thing where people are not makbid and they would still drink it. So then the malachas of Boirer Emirakid do not apply. In other words, the removal of the straining, if you want to strain it out, there would not be an issue. They would not apply that one may strain the liquid. Now I want to stress there is a bir halacha if the person themselves is makbid, right? So this would have a din of what's called an istinis, then that would be problematic. So the question is why are you straining it out? But okay, it's not the mishkafelach. Yes, no. It's not like sometimes people strain out certain things for just like a little bit extra, a little bit extra cleaning of the liquid, if you want to call it. If it's something that's real, real bad dirt, so obviously people won't drink that. So that you can't do. But if it's something like, I'll just like strain out my liquid a little bit extra credit, if you want to call it, make it a little bit cleaner. But it's something that the average person, they'll just drink it down, or whatever it is, and that's it. So if that's the case, however, then straining it out will be okay. So that we'll talk about in a minute, how that applies to Zaira. However, liquids which are not suitable to drink for most people because of the presence of the dirt, debris, or whatever the case is that's in it, or if there's a bug in it, or whatever the case is, and those liquids which are not suitable for drinking for most people because of that, the dirt that's in it, so straining is taka aser because of either borer or merakid, and you're dealing mamish with a deraisa. One has to be extremely careful, and that's brought down in Simin Shin Yud Tes Sif Yud in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so how does that apply to our malach of Zaira winnowing, blowing? If somebody's blowing on this liquid, what does that have to do with the boirer and the merakid and the dirt and the drink? So we spoke about last time, but he goes a little more in detail. He says, since Zaira, the winnowing, Zaira, boirer, and merakid, winnowing and the separating of merakid and the straining, they're all similar, since they're all three similar malachas. So, and blowing psoilus away, right? As we know, what is the malach of Zaira winnowing? Blowing away psoilus. You're blowing away the bear from the good in general, right? According to everybody, there was a machlokes if it's one item, but in general, blowing away the bad from the good, that's what the malacha is. So blowing away is prohibited because of Zaira. These principles are also applicable over here in conjunction with this drink. So therefore, explains Rav Shimon Ida further, again on page 131, so therefore, if the straw or other debris or the dirt or whatever it is floating on the surface of the liquid, so it's like this, so if most people are able to drink the liquid, even with the psoilus, right, if most people drink it, whatever this dirt is, people in general, this type of little bit of dirt that's in this type of liquid, people couldn't care less, so then one may blow the dirt out of the container, out of the cup. So then you would be allowed to blow it out, right? I'll blow it out. It's a hot drink or whatever the case is. I'll blow out this little bit of dirt. If it's something that people would have, and nobody's makbid on this, people drink it like this anyway, so then blowing it out, one may blow the debris out of the container. However, if the presence of the of this dirt, of the fly or the insect or whatever it is that's in this, or other debris that's in the liquid makes it undrinkable, whereby most people would not drink it until they remove that piece of dirt. So then blowing the psoilus, then blowing, again, blowing the Av Malach of Zaira, then blowing the psoilus out of the container is, or out of the cup or whatever it is, would be, right, then blowing the psoilus out of the container or the cup or whatever is prohibited because of Zaira winnowing, okay? Because again, blowing with one's mouth, obviously, and you're blowing out the bad from the good, you're taking out the dirt from the drink by blowing it, so that's Malach of Zera. So, but he does end off, and he brings it down in the bottom, the whole who he's quoting from. We're not going to get into everything right now, who he's quoting it from, but again, on page 131, he brings down, but blowing the debris, which is what we spoke about last time, blowing the dirt to the side of the container, even in case in time where people want to drink it, but in case blowing dirt for the dirt to the side of the container, the side of the cup, is allowed by many poiskim. By many poiskim would allow this, just to blow it over to the side. It's a little bit of machlokes, but many poiskim would allow, as long as you don't take it out, you don't remove it. You're just blowing it on the side like this, you could drink the other side, right? You're blowing, even in a case in time whereby it's, most people won't drink it, then you can't take out the dirt. You can't blow out the dirt. But blowing the dirt to the side of the cup, would be allowed according to, quite a number of poiskim. Okay, so he brings this down, by the way, he brings this on Shvitz HaShabbos and Sidur HaGraz, Shulchan Aruch Rav. Okay, so be it as may, he says, lenient, for example, just to quote what he does say, which does pertain to us, on the bottom, in Ois Samach Zayin, lenient Zavuv, like, so, let's say there's a fly, or Sharp Soil is some sort of dirt whereby people won't drink this drink, for lo yinapeach, love beruach piv ashiyatsa. So to blow it out, to take it out, you can't do if it's right. Person's average person doesn't drink it. Avamuta. So this is what he says. Avamuta lenapeach a love lakriva ledoifin hakois. But to blow it to get it to go to the side. So it's like this. Let's say there's a fly in the cup of coffee, right? So if it's in the middle of the cup of coffee or the cup of soda or whatever, there's a piece of dirt, a fly or a piece of dirt, whereby people won't drink it. It's disgusting. I don't want it in there. The average person won't drink it. So when you stop pouring out, so how do we get rid of it in general in Bar? You have to take the good, you have to take the coffee, right? You take a spoon and you have to scoop out the piece of dirt, but you have to take coffee with it. You have to take coffee or soda, whatever it is, you have to spoon it out. Or you could pour it off the side, whereby the coffee spills out. So the dirt spills out with the coffee, with the soda, or with the water, whatever it is that person's drinking. But sometimes it is that piece of dirt is in the middle of the cup, and you'll have to pour out half the cup till you get to the dirt, right? Because it gets very aggravating. You start pouring and pouring, and the dirt keeps on falling to the side, falling to the middle of the cup, right? We all have experienced that fact. But he says, but one could blow this piece of dirt to the edge of the, you know, to the wall. To the wall of the cup, and v'oz yitu v'yishbaich, then tip over the cup and pour off v'yishbaich mimenu ad sheyipol hapsoiles mitoichai, and then to pour off the coffee, or pour off the soda, pour off the water with that piece of dirt. Then it's much easier. Obviously, you start pouring off, right? So to take it out, you can't do it. That's we take it out with the hands is real boirer. That's the real iser of boirer, separating bad from good. And to blow it out, you also can't do, right? The case in time where people won't drink that ice. Them, which is, if there's an insect, probably most people won't. But to blow it to the side, and then, that's what he says, blow it to the side, and then tip the cup like this, at least it's already on the side, it's by the wall, so you tip that pot and you stop pouring out soda, you stop pouring out the coffee, stop pouring out the water, whatever it is, and that piece of dirt's going to fall out with the coffee or with the soda, with the water, as it's being poured out, it'll go out much easier because it's already by the wall, and in such a case, one could do that. So that's an interesting way, the way he brings it down, in conjunction with actually blowing. You're not blowing the piece of dirt out, but you're blowing it to the side. That could be done, and this concept could be used to get rid of that piece of dirt, insect, or whatever it is in one's drink. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha and bracha, kol tov.